Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hello.
Good morning, buddy.
Let's see, I've got a couple of questions about other things, but I guess I could get those answered off your website. Things like guitar and trip driveway, and you know, I'd like to buy a roofing nailer this year. I guess I can get those answers off the web.
Well, the one you can, the one you can't. In other words, the tar and chip, not only do I have a column about it, but you should see the ebook that I produced on that subject. I took all these incredible step-by-step photos when I had my driveway redone the last time, which is now 2 years ago. And when you see the step-by-step color photos of how it's done, it's going to rock your world, man. You just cannot believe it, how incredibly easy it is to put it down and how beautiful the surface is. So just go to the website, askthebuilder.com. You'll find in the upper left-hand, if you just type the word tar into my search engine, the column will come right up, and there's a link right in the column to that ebook.
Okay.
So that's tar and chip. But the problem with the roofing nailers is, here's a deal, here's one thing I don't do. I kind of learned this a long time ago. I don't get into the tool review business, you know, to where I write articles about tools, because it's too hard to keep up with all that stuff. Because they keep introducing new models, see what I mean?
Yes.
So in other words, if I write about the XYZ roofing nailer that came out 6 months ago, 3 months from now, that column that I wrote is useless, you know, because no one cares about it anymore. Because now the ABC roofing nailer's out, you know, with a great fancy stainless steel tip or whatever.
Right.
So I've learned I only want to write about stuff that pretty much doesn't change. In other words, the way to put flashing around a chimney is not going to change. Not for a long time. You know?
No.
So anyway, but what do you want to know about the roofing nailers? I mean, I can tell you a couple of good ones that you ought to consider if that's what you want to know.
Yeah, you know, the price range is fairly similar. I've noticed that some of them are bigger than others. Should I go with one that works well and just feels good in my hand? Or
absolutely. If you're going, I would absolutely see if there's a way. What I would do is, this is the best thing in the world, and this has really only happened in the last 5 to 6 years. You used to be able to go to tool rental places, and they had like a limited selection of tools.
Yes.
I would see if you couldn't go and rent, you know, different roofing nailers. In other words, if you pick out, say you've narrowed your choice down to two or three different models of a roofing nailer, then what you should do is go see if you can go to a tool rental place or a home center that is renting that model and go out and take it for a test drive.
Okay.
See what I mean? Use it for a day.
Yeah, looks like I won't be doing two or three roofs this year.
Oh, okay. So
you learn how to do something, and your friends and your family all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, okay. So that's not going to work too well for you, because you would rent it and you'd want to own it. So exactly, try to see which one feels good in your hand. And I can tell you right now, here's a great place to go, and I would actually go to their website, but then I would call them up and talk to them, because these are friends of mine. These are good people. Do you get on the internet at all?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go to this website, coastaltool.com, just like the word coastal, you know,
right.
C-O-A-S-T-A-L, tool, T-O-O.com. And it's a place up in New England. I think they're in Massachusetts, I think. All right, or Connecticut. You know, one of those states up there.
Okay.
Now, once you get there, you'll easily find a toll-free number, okay?
Okay.
And call up and talk to, like, call up during the week, Monday through Friday, I think like 8:30 to 5. Call and talk to Todd. Ask for Todd.
Okay.
He's their webmaster, but he also knows everything in the world about tools. And he will tell you, this is really important, you need a roofing nailer that is not going to jam up on you.
Right.
You want one that fires the nail perfectly every time. And you want one that's not going to break down all the time. And Todd will tell you which one is the best.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's the information I would really like.
Yeah.
I hate to be in the middle of something with only one tool and then have a jam on
there. Oh, yeah. It's just crazy. And you already know what's going to happen. You know, you start working with those shingles when they're hot.
Yeah.
And, of course, what happens? You know, that some of that asphalt starts to transfer to the tip of the tool. See what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. And then it starts to get sticky. And then what happens?
Yeah, then you get the stuff up in the tip.
Yeah, exactly. So And I think I'm pretty much convinced that he's going to tell you that, like Stanley Bostich, that they make a superb roofing nailer. You know, so I would hope that Todd would come back with that and say, yes, Stanley's a good one, Stanley Bostich.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate
that. Well, that's my job, man. But you're thinking about, are you thinking about putting a tar-and-chip driveway down at your house?
Well, my mom has a house that's a quarter mile from the road.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it's been gravel driveway for forever. And, you know, we were just mentioning something that was better, and she said she hates blacktop and really couldn't afford to put concrete in.
Oh, tar-and-chip's perfect for that.
Right, and I was listening to you talk about tar-and-chip, and then I was just casually talking to somebody while I was walking through a mall, and they were telling me that they really liked the idea of a tar-and-chip driveway, but they had no idea who did it.
Well, here in town, it's there's a couple of different companies. You know, you can just open up the Yellow Pages and look under Blacktop Contractors,
okay,
and you just have to call around. But the one that did mine, I mean, I'm lucky. They only their business is only 2 miles from my house. It's a Harry Ewers, E-W-E-R-S, Harry Ewers and Sons.
Okay.
And I keep trying to tell them, but they just won't listen to me. You know, people are like that. They're a great company, but I keep telling them that if you advertised that you did this, you'd have to add two more crews because there are so many people that once they see the surface, their eyes roll back in their head. It's like, oh my goodness, this is so beautiful. And it requires no maintenance. I mean, none. That's what I love about it. I mean, you don't have to seal it. In my driveway, I've got those beautiful Merrimack gravel, that brown gravel. I've got this brown gravel driveway. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah, I just was picturing something that would look like that winding up this hill to my mom's house.
And the neat thing is it's kind of a rougher surface. Not really rough, but it's not. You know how when they put blacktop down and they roll it, it's nice and smooth?
Yeah.
Well, this is, it looks like blacktop, but it's a little rougher, so you get a lot better traction
when
the driveway's wet.
So, right. And in the snow and stuff, you can.
Yeah. Absolutely. It can be plowed and everything. And see, and you don't have to go with the more expensive stone that I used. You can just put down the regular chipped limestone so that it'll still look like a gray gravel driveway, but it won't be dusty, you know, like like a traditional gravel driveway.
Right. And how do you prepare it? Well, are we getting all kinds of stuff? I was just wondering how the ground was prepared before you put that down.
They just come in. In other words, with your existing gravel driveway, they would come in and what we call dress the driveway. In other words, they would add another thin layer of crushed limestone, and they would compact it with a roller, like a heavy-duty steamroller.
Right.
Because you got to remember, this tar and chipped surface is thin. I mean, when they spread the tar out, it's not much different than hot maple syrup. I mean, it is very liquid, okay?
Okay.
And the tar is maybe only a quarter of an inch thick on the surface. Got it?
Yes.
And then they immediately dump the stones into it. Well, you can imagine if the surface of the driveway is really rough and it's got some potholes in it.
Right.
Well, then the tar and chip's going to look just like the surface because it's so thin.
Right.
Okay, so if you want your driveway to look beautiful when it's done, then you have to get the base beautiful. You know, it has to be perfect. You know, whereas when they put blacktop in, you know, the machine that's putting the blacktop in, it can control, you know, the thickness of the blacktop, you know, and some places the blacktop will be thicker than others, you know, so that the finished blacktop looks smooth.
Right.
You don't have that luxury with a tar and chip. So they just have to come in and get the surface kind of smooth, and then they just squirt the tar and chip on. And since yours is a new one, you've never had it done before, it's a two-coat process. They come in, they put the tar down, they put a thin layer of chips over it, they roll that, then they come back immediately and put a second layer of tar down and another layer of chips. And I'm telling you what, you'll have a driveway right there that'll last 20 years.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Don't have to do anything to it for 20 years.
Yeah, now it's every 2 or 3 years you have to put, you know, at least fill in the holes and then put a new layer of gravel on.
No, you'll never do it again. Never do it again.
Wow.
Where do you see how cheap it is? It's very inexpensive. It's a wonderful surface.
Wow.
We ought to start our own tarnship business. It's so simple to do. All right. Well, thanks. Anything else, Jerry?
I've never done tiling on a floor before.
Okay.
And I love marble. and I this is the year I'm going to, you know, gut my bathroom out, take it right down to the studs, and then I'm going to retile it.
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm going to use marble on the floor and maybe on the walls. But I'm confused. Everybody's giving me different advice about your regular concrete backer board or hardy board. Which is better of those two?
Just regular concrete board. Just go to, here's this place to go. Either go to Meese Distributors.
Yes.
Or Ohio Tile and Marble. One of those two places. You know, pick out the material you're going to use. You know,
yes,
the finished marble. And they're going to show you exactly what to buy to put underneath it.
Okay.
Okay.
What about, I know there's a thicker, the half-inch marble that's for the flooring. Do you buy a thinner marble for walls, or?
Well, yeah, it just depends on what they have. I mean, it depends on, you don't need as thick a marble for the walls, that's for sure.
Right.
But I bet you're going to find it's going to be the same thickness.
Right, so then you go to a mastic on the walls instead of a thin set? Or?
Oh, no, I would use thin set everywhere, personally. But same thing. You're going to, when you pick out whatever material you're going to use, then you ask them what is the recommended adhesive for this product.
Okay.
Don't guess. And that's why I recommend always going to a specialty store. In other words, I would never be buying tile and marble and stuff like that from a home center. No way, no how. No way.
Because of the quality of the product?
Well, it's just that they don't necessarily always have the right things at the home center that you're supposed to put it up with. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
And let me tell you, some of these things are very, very specific. You have to put you have to use the right thing to put it up with, or it's not going to work. And I'm telling you, the people at a tile store that just sell tile and marble, they know exactly what to use. Because they don't want the stuff to fail. They don't want you coming back unhappy.
Right, yeah. And I've dealt with Meese on a few other things. And
great company.
Yeah, I love that new showroom they have.
Yeah. All right, Jerry, I got to run, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR, and that's what you're listening to, WGRR.